If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. What a joy it is for us today to bring the gospel into your home, the gospel of redeeming grace. The message of Worth Baptist Hour is one, and that is the good tidings of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the purpose of this broadcast to brag on Christ, to bring the gospel to you wherever you are today. I trust that you will be blessed by listening to this broadcast in this hour. And say, why not share the broadcast with a friend? Call someone now. Tell them that Worth Baptist Hour is on the air. If you are not attending Sunday school or church somewhere else today, we would be happy to have you come and visit with us here at Worth Baptist. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. The Sunday school of Worth Baptist Church is thoroughly organized and carefully supervised. We have but one text here at Worth Baptist, and the text of our Sunday school is the Bible, the Word of God. Currently, we're in a series of lessons surveying the entire Bible, book by book, week after week. Today, we survey the book of Philippians. This would be a rich and a rewarding study for you and for your family in the Sunday school hour of Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday morning worship hour is at 11 o'clock, and our Sunday evening worship hour is at 7. We believe that it would be a real joy for you and for your family to come today and worship God with us here at Worth Baptist Church. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Worth Baptist Church is easily accessible from all parts of the city of Fort Worth and of Tarrant County by the Pauley Freeway, that's Highway 287 South, and by Loop 820. I trust today that you'd make your plans even now to get ready for Sunday school at 10 o'clock here at Worth Baptist Church. Bring the whole family. There's a class for every member of the family, for every age and grade level in the Sunday school of Worth Baptist Church. And we would be happy to hear from you by mail this week. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. If you will write this week, we will send you free and postage paid one of our booklets entitled Times Like These. Or perhaps you would like the booklet entitled The Bible Is Right. You may have these simply by writing and requesting them this week, free and of no cost to you at all, by writing to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. The month of December will be a very special month with us here at Worth Baptist Church. Every Sunday will be a special day. On Sunday, December 3rd, 1 week from today, we will have Youth Day. On December 10th, Children's Day. December 17th is Family Day. December 24th is Christmas Eve Day. And December 31st, the last Sunday of 1972, is designated as Final Opportunity Day. We would be happy to have you come and join with us in the month of December in having a great month for Christ in your life, in your heart, for your family here at Worth Baptist Church. Let me say particularly on today's broadcast a word about next Sunday, December 3rd. Next Sunday is Youth Day. And we would like to invite all of the young people listening to Worth Baptist Hour today to come and share the good things of the Lord with our youth groups 1 week from today, December 3rd, Youth Day here at Worth Baptist Church. Perhaps you've been thinking about locating a church home, or you've been thinking about attending Sunday school. Perhaps you've just moved into the community or moved into the city. Whatever your case, we would be happy to have you come next Sunday and be a part of Youth Day here at Worth Baptist Church. Well, bring the whole family. Don't wait until next Sunday. Bring them today. be in the house of God today on this last Sunday of November and worship God in spirit and in truth. You'll be glad you did, and we believe it'll be a blessing to you to worship God with us at Worth Baptist Church today. Remember, we're located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Reach us by the Pauley Freeway, 287 South, and by Loop 820. It would be our joy to see you today at Worth Baptist Church. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, The Point of No Return. I shall read from the book of Judges, chapter 11, beginning at verse 30. But first, I invite you to join with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Father and Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, before Thee we come again today to thank Thee for all of Thy goodness, Thy blessings, Thy love and mercy that have been extended to us. We thank Thee, Heavenly Father, for the freedom of worship and the privilege to voice the gospel again today. We would pray especially for those who are without Christ. May this broadcast bring them by the Holy Spirit to a saving knowledge of our Lord. And then we would pray for those who are sick and shut in the rest homes, you know their needs, in the hospital, those who have sorrow and tragedy, and where death has come and taken out a member of the family. We would pray, dear God, that Thou wouldst bring comfort and consolation in this hour, and may there be in our hearts the blessed anticipation that one day we shall be united with those from whom we've been separated in the world above. We ask these things in Jesus' name and for His sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. And now the book of Judges, chapter 11 and verse 30. And Jephthah vowed a vow unto the Lord and said, If thou shalt without fail deliver the children of Ammon into mine hands, then it shall be that whatsoever cometh forth of the doors of my house to meet me, when I return in peace from the children of Ammon, shall surely be the Lord's, and I will offer it up for a burnt offering. So Jephthah passed over unto the children of Ammon to fight against them, and the Lord delivered them into his hands, and he smote them from Aroer even unto Minnith, even 20 cities, and unto the plain of the vineyards with a very great slaughter. Thus the children of Ammon were subdued before the children of Israel. And Jephthah came to Mizpah unto his house. And behold, his daughter came out to meet him with the timbrels and with dances. And she was his only child. Beside her he had neither son nor daughter. And it came to pass when he saw her that he rent his clothes and said, Alas, my daughter, thou hast brought me very low, and thou art one of them that troubled me. For I have opened my mouth unto the Lord, and I cannot go back. The point of no return. There are many heart-rending stories in the Bible, but none is more moving than the story recorded in my text. The story of Jephthah, who made a vow to God that if he would give him victory over his enemy, when he returned home, the first one who came through the doors of his house to meet him would be offered in sacrifice to God. And so the story goes. He fought the war. He won the victory. And when he returned, lo and behold, out of his door first came his daughter, his only daughter. The Bible says beside her there was no son nor daughter. And Jephthah said in the words of my text in verse 35, I have opened my mouth unto the Lord, and I cannot go back. And so Jephthah offered in sacrifice his daughter unto the Lord. Jephthah reached a point of no return. And beloved, in your life and in the lives of everyone listening today, there are points of no return. I understand that on all transoceanic flights, there is a point of no return. For example, if a pilot leaves New York to go to London, he can turn back to New York if he develops trouble until he reaches the point of no return, and then come what may, he must continue toward his destination. Let us consider today several of the areas of the point of no return for your life. First of all, there is a point of no return when a word is unfitly spoken. Nothing is more devastating than a word unfitly spoken. Words are vehicles by which we convey our thoughts and communicate our ideas. Words are precious and should not be wasted. It has been said that some people think by the inch and talk by the yard. Beloved, there is very little profit in using a gallon of words to express a spoonful of thought. God used only 267 words to give the Ten Commandments. Recently, our government used 26,911 words to give an order dealing with the price of cabbage. You can see there, many, many words. When God only used 267 to govern a nation and to set out the principles and laws by which many nations have been governed since. He spoke wisely who said, "Keep your words soft and sweet. You never know when you're going to have to eat them." Here's some good advice. Never answer an angry word with an angry word. The second one causes a quarrel. Kind words don't cost much. They are never bitter. They never blister the tongue. They never burn the lips. We should keep our words kind. A word fitly spoken, says Solomon, is like apples of gold in pictures of silver. In Proverbs 29 and verse 20 we read, "Seest thou a man who is hasty with his words? There is more hope for a fool than for him." In Proverbs 15 and verse 1, Solomon says, "A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger." And again in Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and verse 2, Solomon speaks, and he has these wise words to say, "Be not rash with thy mouth, and let no hasty word be uttered before the Lord. For God is in heaven, and thou upon the earth. Therefore let thy words be few." Someone said, "The older a man gets, the less he talks, and the more he says." And how true it is. Jesus warns us about what we say. Listen to his stern words in the gospel according to Matthew chapter 12. Jesus said at verse 36, "Every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment." My, this is a sobering thought. Remember, Jesus said it. And Jesus said that every idle word that you speak, one day you shall give an account for it in the day of judgment. Beloved, there is a reckoning day. There is a day of judgment. God has appointed a day of judgment, in the which he shall judge all the world by Jesus Christ. And in that day, Jesus said, you will give an account for every idle word spoken. The thing about words is this. Once they are spoken, they can never be brought back. As soon as they are released, as soon as your words leave your lips, they reach the point of no return. The poet put it this way, "Boys flying kites can haul back their white-winged birds, but you can't do that when you're flying words. Thoughts unexpressed may sometimes fall back dead, but God himself can't kill them once they're said." Yes, there is a point of no return with words that are unfitly spoken. Should we not then resolve today that we would speak only by the leadership of the Holy Spirit? And that before we ever utter a word, we would think and pray and make certain that we have the will of God in what we are going to say. Because there is a point of no return in the words that you speak unfitly. In the second place, there is a point of no return when we surrender our lives to the Lord. I shall never forget the night that I was saved. I was 11 years old. I heard the gospel. I surrendered my heart and life to the Lord Jesus. I simply, by faith, opened the door of my heart and let Jesus Christ come in. And then something happened. God called me into the ministry. I resisted. I fought it. I didn't want to enter the ministry. But God would not leave me alone. And then there came in my life a point of no return. It was fully and totally surrender to God, or reach the point of no return in my life. And I'm happy to say to you today that I made that surrender, that total abandonment of my life to Christ. I reached the point of no return, and I surrendered to the Lord Jesus Christ. I like the words of this poem that summarize my own testimony. I had walked life's way with an easy tread, had followed where comforts and pleasures led, until one day in a quiet place, I met the Master face to face. With station and rank and wealth for my goal, much thought for my body, but none for my soul, I entered to win in life's mad race when I met the Master face to face. I had built my castles and reared them high, with their towers had pierced the blue of the sky. I had sworn to rule with an iron mace when I met the Master face to face. I met him and knew him and blushed to see that his eyes full of sorrow were fixed on me. And I faltered and fell at his feet that day, while my castles melted and vanished away. Melted and vanished, and in their place naught else could I see but the Master's face. And I cried aloud, "Oh, make me meet to follow the steps of thy wounded feet." My thought is now for the souls of men. I have lost my life to find it again. Ere since one day in a quiet place, I met the Master face to face. Yes, there is a point of no return in your surrender of your life to Jesus Christ. Perhaps you're almost at that point today. Even while you listen to this broadcast, maybe you've come to the point of no return. I would admonish you, surrender to Christ, and your life can be full of joy and happiness and peace with a full and total surrender to God. In the third place, there is a point of no return when a Christian drifts away from God. The saddest thing in the life of the Christian is when he begins to drift away from God and from the church and from the Bible and from Christian fellowship. Consider Lot. One selfish decision in Lot's life messed up his whole life. He gambled with happiness and lost. He chose the well-watered plains of the Jordan, and when he lost, great was his loss. He lost his companionship with Abraham. He lost his fellowship with God. There was no altar in Sodom. He lost the joy of his salvation. He lost the influence over his family. He lost honor with God and with man. And I've seen so many Christians do the same thing, drift away, gradually getting away from God and away from the church and away from the program of Christ. Oh, I believe these people will go to heaven if they have been saved, for I believe in eternal security. But the tragedy of it all is this: they may never, but never, have the joy that they once had in serving the Lord Jesus Christ. There is a danger in your life as you listen to this broadcast today. If you are saved and yet away from God and backslidden and have become cold and calloused and indifferent, there is a danger in your life that you may never come back to the place of warmth and fellowship with God. I admonish you today, step over the deadline. Come to the place that you know that you ought to be with Christ in your Christian experience, lest you reach the point of no return. Then fourth and final, there is a point of no return when a sinner sins away his day of grace. I understand that at Niagara Falls on the river, there's a place called the Point of No Return. Up to that point, you are safe to sail on the bosom of the tide. But once you venture beyond that point of no return, the rapids will rush you over the brink to a certain death far below. My friend, on the river of life, there is a point of no return. You are safe up to that point. But when you come to that place, that point of no return, when you reach that and go beyond, you will be driven by sin and by judgment over the brink into a Christless eternity without hope and without God. Where is that place? I confess I do not know, but I know it's there. If a man continues to ignore God, he reaches the point that his ability to recognize God ignores him. This does not mean that you would not have in your heart something, but it means that you can't find it there in your heart to move toward God. It doesn't mean that God will no longer love you, but it means that you can no longer respond to the love that God has for you. It's difficult for a man to discern when he has reached that point. And yet when he does, the die is cast. The Bible speaks of an unpardonable sin. Is it cursing or swearing? No. Is it theft or robbery? No. Is it murder or adultery? No. What is it? It is the final and deliberate and ultimate rejection of the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Someone listening this moment may be nearing the point of no return. Don't let it be you. If you turn off this broadcast, if you do not give your heart and your life to Christ today, you may reach the point of no return. You may cross the deadline. And however hard you try, it will be too late. You must say with a man in my text, I cannot go back. I have reached the point of no return. In the closing moments of this broadcast, may I say to you, God loves you. Jesus Christ died for you. The Holy Spirit is calling you. God does not want you to reach the point of no return, but only you can govern that. If you're listening today and you're not saved and you haven't trusted Christ as your Savior, I admonish you this moment, right where you are, bow your head, pray the sinner's prayer, God, be merciful to me, a sinner, and you too can be saved. Do it now. Simply believe, and the work is done. And may the Lord bless you until next Sunday at this same time. Until that hour, we wish you well, and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.